All right, good morning, everybody. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad within it. Let us bless his holy and righteous name, for the Lord is good in his mercies, and do it forever. Grateful as well as thankful for all that God has done and all that God is doing. It is such an honor to be a part of this kingdom of God. You know, I think about the things that are putting us into this place. You know, we are power of faith. You know, it's some power in your faith. I mean, when you can get your faith to operating, you start seeing the power of it. You know, the Bible said God has given us power. After you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power. And you think about that, death and life, there's power in the tongue. You and I got to understand that the scripture said, write the vision, make it plain. So every time it get read, it'll get you back on fire. You know, the thing that getting some of us, and I heard the Holy Ghost share with me a little while ago, is that the Lord said, don't let time be your enemy to your faith. Don't let time be your enemy to your faith. And the thing is that some of you are getting weary. But the scriptures say, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. So let me stir you in the place of waiting on God. You're waiting on God. Actually, God is waiting on you. You got to get to the place where you are not only commanding, are declaring and decreeing. Your job is that the spoken word must be accomplished in whatever it's been sent out to do. You got to get your angels. Somebody called me yesterday and they said, I had a dream about you and you told me that to get on the other side and God gonna bless you. And they was telling me about this, and I heard the Lord says, to say it. I say it. You say, yeah. See, sometimes the way that you think God going to do it is already off course. Because he said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts is not your thoughts. Neither have it. And, you know, it just to the place that you're thinking like you already got a dime pack. You know the way that God's going to do it. I come to tell you that God is going to do what he's going to do. But you got to get to the place where you believe in God that whatever he say, you're going to do it. Whatever he say, you're going to do it. So this morning, I want you to tell your angels to get off break. Get off break. They've been breaking long enough. They've been on lunch break long enough. They've been silent. It's time to get these angels involved to what you want to see God do in your life. You got to believe that what's in heaven is going to be released today in earth. You got to believe that today is the day that you're getting ready to see the power of God through the power of faith. Faith is going to unlock opportunity. It's going to unlock. It's going to unlock awareness. It's going to unlock praise. You got to be able to push your way through this thing called time. You looking at God, and you know, I heard God. I brought a couple of people in my spirit this morning, and I need to tell you, if you don't stop putting time on God and putting this time on God, talking about if you don't do it by this time, then listen. You got to be willing to wait, I say, on the Lord. Though it tarries, you wait for it. You wait for it. God is putting people in place. He's putting people in place. He's putting places in place. He's putting promises in place. He's putting things in place. It's moving. The moving peoples are moving. He's just getting people to get to the place where they're going to obey God. You got to realize that you cannot allow yourself to get frustrated. You cannot allow yourself to get all bent out of shape. You cannot allow yourself to allow time to cause you to get discouraged. You got to start talking the time. You got to start saying now faith is, now God will, now God shall, now. You got to believe that God can do it now. Do I have two people that will shout, God can do it now? You got to believe that, yes, it is early in the morning, but God can do it now. He can do it now. He can do now. He can call the growth out of your skin to come out of your body now. He can call your hair to start growing on your head. He can start it to grow now. He can cause all the mucus and all the cancer cell and all of this, these cysts to be removed out of your body. Now, I believe that it is official that God is going to allow you to receive complete healing in your body, and it's going to be done now. I believe AIDS, herpes, and all type of diseases shall leave your body now. You got to start talking like it's done right now. If you can praise him, he can do it. If you can open your mouth and put a praise in the atmosphere, because we used to say, when the praises goes up, the blessings come down. If you can open your mouth, you can see the promises of God be released in your life. But you got to be able to release this word that God can do it. How can it happen now? Well, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. It can happen now faith. Jesus, when he spoke in the now. He spoke, peace be still. Now he spoke to the now. Don't matter what the signs are saying, you got to believe that it's going to be what you said is going to happen. Now, I need to talk to two, if not three of you this morning, that's going to believe God for the now. You got to believe that God can do it now. You talking about why you ain't got married. God can't let you get hindered up or hung up on somebody to come into your life and cause you to be frustrated, irritated, and cause you to miss what he's trying to take you. You got to realize that the delay that God got on your life when it comes to marriage, it is all because he needs to make sure the right person is in your life, not the right person take you out of his will. People could come into your life to frustrate you, irritate you, and cause you to miss the promises of God if you are not waiting on God. Need to talk to two people, if not three of you, this morning that want to hear God's word. You got to realize that marriage is a contract. Marriage is a business. Marriage is something that it is a legal way of God to bring two peoples into a place to be able to take them to the place that's bigger and better than they ever can dream of. And you got to realize that a person that is not in faith, a person that is not in the will of God, a person that have not received the Holy Ghost, a person that have not been empowered by God can delay your life for eternity. I wish I had two people would have caught that word right there. Yes, don't you dare allow what somebody say or what somebody do to cause you to be delayed from your destiny, to be delayed from your divine place in God. I need to prophesy to two, three people this morning and tell you that God said the delay is not a denial, nor is it is a no. The delay is to make sure that you are with the right somebody to take you to your destiny. I need to prophesy to two people, if not three of you this morning, that can get yourself to the place to understand that what's trying to frustrate you is time. Time is making you think you don't have much. You got to start telling yourself, I got a lot of time to live. I'm not going to push time. I'm not going to jump time. I'm not going to skip time, nor would I be out of this thing called time. You got to realize God is setting in eternity. Time is for mankind. So you got to believe that God got everything, as Dottie People would say, on time. This is an on-time God event, but you can't get frustrated listening to the people. You know, I was in service last night here in Chicago, and I heard the Lord say something to me that was so profound. He said these words. He said, listen to it. People got to hear that the power of God is the power of God. Your faith, you got to realize that power of faith is that you can take your faith and the power of it to ignite whatever you want to see to see it. And you got to start telling yourself, you know, I was sitting in church and I saw Brittany and Stefan, and my God, the girl got pregnant while she was listening to the word. All of a sudden, it finally hit her in her womb. See, if she can get people's out of her ear talking about when and start believing that it's now, then you ain't got to worry about telling them when. I got to tell you that the word of the Lord said, you got to believe that God can heal your intestine. God can heal your colon. You waiting on God. Oh, God. God waiting on you. He waiting on you to praise him. If you can praise him and stop piling and stop complaining, then you'll start receiving your complete healing. Your healing is not based on who don't want to help you, who don't support you, who's not there with you. Your healing is on you. The woman that had the issue of blood, she showed up by herself. I mean, it didn't say her spouse was there, her children were there, her family was there. It said that she was there. Blind Bartimaeus got his healing not because of who was around him, but because of his destiny was based upon his cry of faith. He cried out and God released healing to his sight that day. You got to believe that the faith cry is the cry that you got to have, not crying and having a pity party, not crying and complaining, not crying and trying to compare and convince somebody. You got to have faith to yourself that your life is not based upon who's with you or who's not with you. Your life is based on your faith to believe that God hears your cry. That's what he said over there in Mark chapter 11. He said, I know God hear me when I pray. I know when I speak, God hears me. But God, for those that just don't believe, they need to hear me say it. And I'm telling you, if you can cry with a loud voice that God will do what he said he's going to do, you'll see right now your skin is already healed. You'll see right now the growth has already been disappeared off of your body. You'll start seeing right now that your bowels are starting to move. The blood have now stopped. The heavy bleeding have now stopped. The cyst on your ovary just fell off and just been pushed out of your body. Every demonic disease that's trying to attack to you is going to flee from you. Oh, I wish I had two people that are believed that the word of the Lord is the word of the Lord, that everything that attached to you will be released off of you. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, faith come by hearing. You got to hear that God is already healing you. The Bible says, with his stripes you are healed. You already healed. He died and he took the stripes on his back to be able to heal you from all sickness and diseases. So it's not going to run in you. It's not going to run in your sons, your daughters. It's not going to run in your life. You got to believe that your body is healed from all sickness and diseases. You got to believe right now the cyst is already gone. You got to believe that the spot that they saw on the mammogram and on the, it's already been disappeared. You got to believe. Don't let it fear you. Faith is something that got to overcome the spirit of fear. God have not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and power in a sound mind. I need to prophesy to two, if not three of you this morning, is that you got to start praising him like it's already done. You got to start giving God glory like it's already done. It doesn't matter what he, she said, it's what you're going to say. Let the redeem of the Lord say so. You got to say it. You got to say it. I don't care who's in your path. If your group is getting you to pout, your group is getting you to complain, you're in the wrong group. You need to get in a group that's going to teach you how to praise, even when it looks like the punishment of the enemy. The enemy is trying to punish you with time. He keep getting you to look at time. I've been living at this too long now. I'm sick of this. I've been with this. No. Though it tarry, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Though it tarry, I feel the power that's flowing in my belly, that though it tarry, yet shall, come on now, I need two, three folks, if not two of you, three of you, that will catch this word. Though it tarry, I'm going to wait on God. I'm going to wait till till the prophecy is now to the place. See, some of you, you hear me, but it ain't happening fast enough for you. You hearing me, but you're getting a little discouraged. You hear me, but you trying to determine how it's supposed to happen. I need you to realize if God can speak to Mary through an angel, and she get pregnant just to call, be it unto me. That's all she said. Be it unto me. I don't know a man. If God can put a baby in the womb, come here, Hannah, that because of her cry of faith, she got pregnant. Good God Almighty. At the meeting, oh my God, when she was sick of going to the meeting, but she kept showing up at the meeting, and that's when she got her word. By this time, you shall bear thee a son. You got to believe that the Shunammite woman, even though she was sowing, she was given, she was now at a place that God said, okay, she's going to have a baby by this time. Glory to God. I come to tell you, I see babies in the atmosphere. I see babies in the womb. I see babies coming. I see babies being released. Oh, my God. I see wombs opening. Shakalalobo Shanta. I see it. I see it. I see it. If you can believe it, you will receive it. All you got to just shout it. Don't listen to folk telling you that baby's just too expensive, and they're telling you how many you should have, and they're telling you what you can't afford, and they're telling you how tough time is. Those are faithless people. The Bible teaches us in Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't you listen to people telling you what you can't afford and what God can't do. If God can give you a seed, he can also teach you how to take care of the harvest. If you can believe God today that God is in the move, I need two, if not three of you, to shout, because if you shout, you're going to help somebody to receive the word of the prophecy today. I hear God. God said to tell you, don't let time cripple you. Don't let time defeat you. Don't let time persecute you. You got to get into the place of the now. God is a now God. Come on, I wish I had two, if not three of you, that's going to believe God for the now. You got to believe that God is going to do what you're asking him to do. He's going to do it now. Don't worry about people. You can't change folks. God won't force them, and you can't choke them. So get out of the way of you thinking, okay, no. You got to believe that God's going to increase your faith to take you where you need to be. Don't worry about who's not going. Don't worry about who don't want to go. You got to go if you have to go all by yourself. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, he's going to make it good for you. I need two, if not three of you, to believe that God is going to make it good for you. If you can shout, the keys to your new house is already in your hand. If you can shout, the keys to your new vehicle is in your hand. If you can shout, the keys to your new place to live is in your hand. If you can shout, okay, I ain't getting nobody to get with me this morning. I need, if not two or three of you, to believe that you just moved into your new place. Glory to God. Ah, my. God is just released. I just saw the download that your credit score just jumped up. Glory to God. Oh, my God, your credit score just jumped up. Your credit score just jumped up. You got to believe that it just jumped up. My God, I believe. Okay. You got to believe. I wish I had two, if not three of you today, to believe the power of faith. You got to believe that the church name is Power of Faith. My job is to help you to tap into the power, but it's attached to your faith. Your faith got to be able to grow. In order to deal in the new level, you got to build your faith there. Your faith got to be over. God can just give you $20 for gas. God can give you $20,000 to put the down payment on the house, or God can give you $200,000 just to pay for the house. You got to believe. You can't be afraid. You can't be afraid of time. Don't let time cause you to leave your place of faith. You're going to grow. You got to grow in faith. Some even ask the question. They say, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing in the ministry. I don't know. Where is your faith? Where your faith at? If you don't think you're supposed to be doing nothing, guess what you're going to do? Absolutely nothing. You only do something when you can see yourself doing it. If you can see yourself witnessing, if you can see yourself praising it, if you see yourself working in ministry, you got to first see yourself. Your faith is released when you can see yourself. God will teach you if you can be willing to see it with your faith. Your faith is the eyes. You got to have the eyes of faith. Faith is taking a risk when you don't have the money, glory to God. When you start saying it, when you don't have the fun, when you don't know how God's going to do it, but you're going to believe that he's going to do it, that's when your faith is kicking. You got to believe today that God is releasing. He's releasing it according to your faith, according to your faith. If you can speak it, you can live in it. If you can say it, you can drive it. If you can believe today what you're saying is going to come to pass, then I come to tell you, don't let time frustrate you. Don't let time irritate you. Don't let time cause you to leave your place where you are believing God. I need two, if not three of you, to believe and give God a praise right now like it's already done. You got to tell your body it's healed from all sickness and diseases. You tell your body. Stop letting your body tell you you sick. Stop letting your body tell you you going down. Stop letting your body tell you it won't work and it ain't functioning. And you getting old. You ain't but 60 years old. You ain't but 70 years old. And you call that old Methuselah with 900 and something. Come on now. You got to realize you still young. Come on. Let the weak say, I'm strong. You got to believe in the power of your faith. Your faith. Let it be according to your faith. Your faith. Your faith. Your faith, your faith, you got to believe it. If you don't believe it, you can't receive it. Glory to God. You got to believe it. Come on, I need two, if not three of you, that will give God praise to tell yourself, I'm going to walk into my level of faith. Call your body heal. I see it right now that God is healing. Your lungs are clean. God is cleaning your lungs. It's already been unloose. I feel the release of the healing of your lungs right now in the name of Jesus. So that person that is having problem breathing, I call you now that your lungs are beginning to heal in Jesus' name. I see on the right side that you are walking in complete healing in the name of Jesus. The Lord, by his power, have now healed you from that pain in your right side of your lung. Today I declare you will not lose your breath. You're not going to have your breath amputated. It's not going to be removed. God is healing you from cancer, breast cancer right now. I call your breath to be completely healed. I call the tenderness of it to cease. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that it is so. I speak to the person right now that is having a problem with their vision. I speak to your vision that your vision is completely healed right now in the name of Jesus. I call the cataracts, I call glaucoma, I call the pressure off the back of your eyes to cease and leave you right now in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are healed right now from migraine headaches. I call your head to be completely healed in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare the power in the blood of Jesus right now is healing your hair growth. I command your hair around the edges to start growing back. I command the growth of your hair around the edges to come back, and it shall be fulfilling and it shall be satisfied to you in Jesus' name. I declare and decree. I declare and decree your skin is clear skin, pretty skin. I command all the rash, all of the skin disordering, the cancer in the skin. I cancel the assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. But the power of Jesus, the power of the word of the Lord, it is so. I command your feet to start now loosing the pain that's in your left foot. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, your right foot is now healed in the name of Jesus. Your toe have now been extended. It is healed by the power and the blood. In the name of Jesus, I declare now in the name of Jesus that your prostate is now healed by the power of God in the name of Jesus. I declare the power of healing, the healing anointing to rest upon this line today. I declare and decree right now by the power of God that you that are hearing me, that your ears is unstopped by the power of God in the name of Jesus. I declare right now and decree, That kidney stone have now been crushed. It shall pass and leave no residue in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree right now that your bladder is healed. In the name of Jesus. Yes, a person that's having all the problems in your stomach area, your intestine, your kidneys, your gallbladder, your pancreas. I call those areas right now to be completely healed in the name of Jesus. By the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, I call healing upon your body right now. You got to believe. If you believe, you can receive. It's the power of healing in the name of Jesus. Let it be done now. The testimony shall start right now. The testimony will be right now. The I command right now in the name of Jesus. Hey, glory to God. You will not lose your mind. You are not crazy. I bound the spirit that's trying to make you feel crazy, make you feel stupid, make you feel slow. I bound the spirit that got you trying to feel in dark place. I command the light of sound mind to rest upon your mind right now in the name of Jesus. I pull out every darkness that's trying to stabilize your life in the life of going crazy and being a schizophrenic. Today, I declare that you're not bipolar. Come out of fear. If you're going to believe me, you got to believe me. Hallelujah. If you're going to believe me, you're going to believe me. You got to have your faith. Your faith got to push you when your fear is trying to defeat you. You got to believe that it's already done. You got to believe that it's going to be open. You got to open your mouth. If you can praise him, you'll see what you've been looking for. If you can praise him, it will be revealed today in the name of Jesus. Yes, today is the day when you walk into the fullness of the prophecies in which come out of your mouth. You got to believe today that your house would not be tortured by the enemy another day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. I believe and receive today. I need two people, if not three of you, to receive your healing today. Receive your healing today. Receive your healings today. I don't see God give folks heart. I don't see God give folks kidneys. I don't see God get folks hair grow back. I don't see God straighten out broken leg and straighten out God the people leg was crooked. I don't see God cause skin rash to just disappear. I done seen God open the deaf ear. I done seen God do the miraculous thing. I got the testimony. I seen God do it. And I need two, if not three of you. If you can praise him, you'll walk in your complete healing today in Jesus' name. You got to call it forth. Stop letting the devil make you have a pity party. Come out of complaining. People who complain will die in the wilderness. Glory to God. I'm going to say that one more time, two, for those that need to hear me, if not two, if three of you. Stop letting the devil make you have a pity party. Come out of complaining. If you can speak to it, it will leave you. You got to tell it where to go. Tell it to go back to hell. Glory to God. Hell is a place, is a location. You got to speak to it. Tell the devil and all of his plans, what he's not going to do is make you start complaining with time. If you can praise him, he'll do it right now. Come on. If you can give him praise, he will release it right now. What's being held up is held up because you need to put a praise on it. Glory to God. Put a praise on it. Put a praise on it. God is good for it. In the Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, I received today. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you this morning for calling in. I'm so grateful, so thankful for what God is up to. He's doing something big. Listen, you won't have it unless you can open your mouth. You got to open your mouth. If you don't open your mouth, it's going to stay in dormant. You can write it down, but you need to open your mouth. If you can speak it, God can do it. If you can say it, God can do it. If you can believe today that it's done, it can happen right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. If you can just open your mouth and praise him. If you can praise him right now, listen, stop trying to be cute. Stop trying to be all this and that, 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 and pretty. You got to open your mouth and praise him. Praise him until you know that what you're looking for is already done. I believe that it's done right now. I believe and receive in Jesus' name. Let it be so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it be so in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let the glory of the Lord do it. Amen. Amen. Today is the 11th. My God. Today God told me he's going to give you an opportunity to step into bigger and greater. Listen, the word of the Lord is what he said it is. You got to believe that it's going to happen. It's going to happen now. It's going to happen. It's going to happen now. It's going to happen. It's going to happen now. Do you believe today? Hallelujah. I say, do you believe today? I say, do you believe today? Let's receive the word of the Lord. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Hey, do me a favor. Call back in at 12. The same number, same line, 12 Eastern time. Let's believe in God to release something for your life today through the word of the Lord. You know, faith come by hearing. I believe today that the word of God is going to flow like never before. And also at 7 o'clock at 447 Andrews Road, Columbus, Georgia, the word is going to be rich. I'm telling you, the power of God is going to flow like never before. I mean, it's going to be a heavy anointing today. Day, all because, let me tell you, when you going through sickness, the only way to get out fast is start speaking what you want God to do. Let faith come by hearing. Sometimes you got to hear it from yourself. You got to hear that I am healed. I am delivered. I am set free. And I believe today is going to be a service like none other because the praise, God, is going to fall in the present that the enemy is trying to play with your time to think you ain't got a lot of time. You got a lot of time to live, and it's going to be a blessing today. So call back in at 12 Eastern time on the same number, same line. And also call tonight at 447 Andrews Road in Columbus, Georgia. And let's watch God do some demonstration of his word. This is power of faith. Thank you so much, folks, for joining us. May the Lord bless you. May you have a day like none other. Walk in faith, walk in healing, walk in deliverance, and walk in your prosperity. This is your day. If you can say it, my God, you can live in it. Release your faith by releasing your word. Put a praise on it. Have a great day, everybody.